Cataract and ocular lens opacity associated with a decrease in visual acuity is a major cause of vision impairment and blindness worldwide. Epidemiological studies demonstrated that patients with diabetes mellitus are up to 5 times more likely to develop cataract than non-diabetic individuals. Growing evidence suggests that a longer duration and poor metabolic control of diabetes are the main risk factors for cataract formation. Aqueous humor samples collected during cataract surgeries from patients with diabetes and non-diabetic controls were analyzed with LCQ2FMS in both ion modes using hydrophilic interactions and reverse phase chromatography. A novel machine learning classifier known as relative dependency analysis called RDA was applied to identify discriminative patterns in the data. The algorithm generates rules that consider relative fraction changes between metabolites in each patient. In the simplest form, the RDA algorithm seeks on a training set for a single pair of metabolites in which ordering of concentration level between metabolites is usually present for patients with diabetes and rarely for control. A pair for which probability of such an event is the highest is considered as a classification rule and can be later applied to a new patient. RDA appeared insensitive to the commonly used data normalization and standardization procedures, and rules generated by this classifier based on relation within a small group of compounds can serve as a biological switches. Performed tests showed that RDA was capable of identifying patterns composed of the rules with 2 to 6 metabolic features with the accuracy of between 91 and 100. The rules used by RDA included new metabolic features previously identified as unknown significant on univariate or multivariate analysis used commonly for metabolomics data. Upon their identification, these new signals might improve our knowledge of the relationship between diabetes and increased risk of cataract development. The bioinformatical approach used in the study could minimize the influence of individual metabolic differences on the statistical outcome. Application of RDA to metabolomics data could add considerably to the rules of a typical statistical analysis, identifying additional relationships between metabolites that play a role in the pathogenesis of a given medical condition.